Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Church of England saying it's going to pay reparations for slavery. I'm not a member of the Church of England. I have attended Anglican worship quite a few times, most recently Christmas Eve. So I'm not ordering them what to do. I'm simply opining. And one thing is the money is theirs. Is people have donated it recently on whatever Sundays or over the centuries, often donating real property, and they make a an income out of that. So I don't dispute their legal right to do whatever they want with their property. It's a state-linked organization in South Britain, but I don't believe they receive any public funds, only what people choose to give to them. So the Church of England recognizes that slavery was an incredibly evil thing to do. How do they square that with the Bible, which explicitly says that slavery is permitted? Anyway, because as they say, the Ten Commandments of the Church of England, or the Ten Suggestions, they throw out bits of the Bible that are embarrassing these days, was a £100 million fund that they created in 2023 to pay out over 9 years. I don't think they've actually started paying out yet. And it is to do with the Church of England's historical responsibility for the slave trade. Really, I think only the transatlantic slave trade. For some reason, this is the only slave trade that matters in the minds of the BLM people. The only one is needed to be addressed. More so, the slavery is going on right now. When a few miles of where I sit, there probably are people, held in servitude, trafficked into the United Kingdom or across the UK or whatever, and forced to be laborers for no wages or, well below the minimum wage, or into prostitution or whatever. Cuckooing of mentally subnormal people for drug gangs to take over their house. But rather than prioritizing those people whom we can save, more concerned about people who died centuries ago, just because it's a fashionable cause. And I don't diminish the monstrous suffering and the satanic sadism of the transatlantic slave trade, of people kidnapped, chained up, dragged across hundreds of miles of wilderness. You know, trying to imagine that happening to me, the terror they felt, the powerlessness, being branded, being whipped, and forced onto ships, chained up for weeks of no idea where they're going, having to urinate, defecate where they were, and people summarily murdered if they thought didn't look like they're fit enough to survive the voyage. You think of children being torn from a mother's arms, husbands and wives being separated, never to see each other again, to toil under the broiling sun, under the lash in the Antilles or in North America and so forth. So these are ghastly, heartrending scenes. Scenes that happened all over the world for millennia, right? So we should look at slavery in general, not just the transatlantic slave trade, without downplaying the seriousness, the horror, the just unimaginable cruelty that involved. And the Church of England's supposed arbiter morality directly benefited from that. And the money is going to pay out. This guy says it's going to be for community projects. I'm not sure what exactly, education, research, investment into what, I don't know. Rather than pay out to recipients, recipients won't be descendants of those who suffered from it. So it's not just of an ascendant you can prove was enslaved through this that you get any money. So no matter what your ancestors or ancestors went through, you don't get money as such directly. So there's a thing called Queen Anne's Bounty, obviously the Queen 1701 to 1714, Queen of Ireland, Queen of England as well, and Queen of Scots, and then Queen of the UK. And that was money, some which was derived from the slave trade, given to the Church of England. So the Church of England owned some stock in the South Sea Company, and part of its stock in trade was our own species. So they made direct money directly from thraldom, buying people as though they weren't even people, chattel slavery. So the Church of England, it's beating its breast, mea culpa. They decide that they must be penitent, and they must make reparatory payments. This is a restorative justice. So not paying out to compensation payments directly. Now, some people in Church of England have raised their voice against that, saying that's not what people donate money for. If they want to donate money separate to a slave reparations fund, fine. And that's my idea. Open a bank account, a slavery reparations fund, and those who want to donate may do so with their name or anonymously or whatever, and decide what it's going to be paid out for, rather than taxpayers' money. I'm not saying this is taxpayers' money the Church of England's paying out. I say the Church of England, well, you have to make sure your church is in a good state of repair, but I think to propagate the faith. I mean, okay, these payments, they might improve race relations. So they might spread some happiness in the world. They might assuage some guilt. They might heal some psychological wounds. Some animus might be reduced by this. So perhaps it's a worthy cause. I don't buy it myself. I think it's right. The Church of England recognises that it directly benefited from this most extreme form of exploitation, and that some sort of a lamentation or some contrition is apposite. I don't agree about the payments, though. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Cannon, 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.